Good Saturday, everybody, and welcome to your next chapter, a production of The Heights at Avery Heights, a one-of-a-kind senior living community centrally located near the most entertaining and historical spots anywhere in Connecticut. Now, this show is dedicated to empowering older adults with helpful resources, ideas, inspiration, and tips to encourage them on life's journey. Now, our production is also dedicated to the younger generation so they can better understand how to develop greater communication and enjoyment for those elders in their community. Along with Sivan Sefarelli, senior living specialist over at the Heights, I'm Gary Byron. Sivan, good to see you. How are you this morning?
I'm good, actually.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You're beaming, and I know why you're beaming, by the way. You clue our listeners in. Prior to going to air, you were showing me
I have another grandbaby, Alina. She's beautiful.
Alina.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
She is.
She is. I fell in love with her instantly.
How could you not? Hello.
I know.
All those pictures that you were showing, do you have a favorite or two, or are she...
My favorite is the one where she's wrapped in the orange blanket.
Yeah, that was.
She's adorable.
She is.
She's so smart already, too.
And she's got a brother.
She does, Adrian.
Adrian, who's about a year and a half old.
He is.
And they're just loving life.
Yeah, they did it really well. They actually introduced her. They gave him two toys. So they gave him a toy car and a stuffed elephant. The stuffed elephant was probably a good idea. The toy car, maybe not as much, because he tried to give it to her, and that didn't go so well. So that they took away, but then he gave her the elephant. But he keeps saying bye to her, like she's leaving. Like, bye.
Oh.
They're like, girl, come see your sister. And he goes over, and then he goes, bye.
You're stuck the rest of your life, bud.
I know, right?
So a little over a week and a half ago.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Thursday of last... So
yeah, Thursday the 8th, yep.
Thursday the 8th. So not this past Thursday, the Thursday before.
Yeah.
What does it mean from a grandmother's perspective? It's I would imagine you never want to separate yourself from that. You want to be around this baby constantly.
Yes. It's amazing. Yeah. I was so grateful that I got invited right away to come see her.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. She's beautiful. And I want to help out as much as possible because it's tough having two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're both very little, too. And they got two dogs, too.
So two dogs, two babies. But this is
a boy and a girl dog wise too. Yeah.
This is an active household.
But they have a huge house in Rhode Island.
Yeah. All right, so let's go there really quickly, and then you can introduce your guest. Rhode Island, a grandma, and I say a new grandma, even though it's not brand new because you've been a grandma for a year and a half at least.
Yes.
Okay, but still, that's even though Rhode Island is only one state over, it's not like it's just a town or two over.
No, it's like an hour and a half drive.
Okay.
But it's not as bad as before. They were in Taunton before, and that was almost like 2 hours plus. And this doesn't get a lot of traffic either.
But you still can't just go over there for a quick visit
to
see.
We wanted them to be in Connecticut, because I would. I'd be over there every 5 minutes. I'd bring the strawberries. The in-studio strawberries.
That's right.
I'd be like, look.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. It's exciting.
I think
the second time around, it feels more exciting. And I think that's because Adrian was born like during COVID. So it was more like hands off. I didn't see him for 6 weeks. It was more challenging. But
how's your daughter doing?
My daughter-in-law, she's doing
daughter-in-law,
good. She's doing good. She does CrossFit. She worked out like a week before. Yeah. She's very fit. Yeah. Which is good for you. That's kind of the way to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're both very fit. Like, they're like models. Everyone thinks they look like models. Yeah.
And they're in their 20s.
They're 30.
30s?
They both turned. Well, she's not 30 yet. He turned 30 in March. She'll turn 30 in October.
Hopefully so she's
29. Not listening because I think I got that right.
I think it's easier to do CrossFit when you're 29 than.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of older people that do it, though. There's the competitions, and older people do it, yeah.
Really?
I think it's a lot, though.
It's intense.
It's a lot. People break their knees. They break their elbows because it's all that weight that they're lifting, and it's intense.
My luck?
Yeah.
Day one.
Yeah. It's very competitive, but yeah. I like to work out kind of, I don't know, by myself. I like to just do my thing. Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
I don't like a lot of, people like yelling at me and go, go, go. And I'm like, no.
I'm not competing against anybody.
Yeah.
I go to the gym 3 days a week. And I'm in my own zone.
Nice. Exactly. That's how I am now, too. You know? I mean, I tried CrossFit, and I used to be into the competitive stuff, but now I'm just...
in my 20s?
Yeah.
I could eat 3 Big Macs at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd still have... I kid you not, I'm not exaggerating. I had a 29-inch waist.
Yep.
Okay? Now, if I see the commercial,
yes,
I put weight on.
Do you ever see Kevin James in stand-up? He's hysterical.
Was he the King of Queens?
Yes. And he talks about eating, I think, a quarter pounder. And he's like a walrus. He's like, because he ate it, and it's like he just wants to roll over. And
I can't tell you the last time I had a quarter pounder or a Big Mac or anything.
I can't. I just can't. I mean,
no,
I used to love quarter. That was my thing. I wasn't a Big Mac person because I didn't like that sauce, but quarter pounders was my thing. But I could never, never eat a quarter pounder now. You wouldn't see me for weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd probably feel ill.
Yeah, yeah.
It tells you how infrequent.
Supersize Me. That was good.
The documentary, I did see
for
that.
30 days, he ate McDonald's.
Was it one time a day or 3, or breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Everything. Any snack, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But he almost had a heart attack,
yes,
right?
Yeah, because he was very healthy because he was vegan. And then he ate it for 30. He had the before test, and then they had the test, and they said that like he was like, his kidneys almost like kidney failure, heart failure. He was a mess. And anytime they said supersize, he had to supersize it.
Do they do supersize anymore? You never hear that anymore.
No, and I think that's because of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, something good came out of it.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and how they make the nuggets now. I think they make them more with actual chicken. Because remember before they had the byproducts and...
No.
Yeah.
There was like that. So another... Wait a minute here, Savant.
Yeah.
So there used to be chicken McNuggets without any chicken?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Some chicken. I think the ones...
Oh,
okay, the ones that are round, I think those had the white meat chicken. But the ones that aren't round, I think they had other meat in them.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Mystery.
I don't want to get sued by McDonald's. Allegedly.
Okay. This is the first I've heard of this.
I watch a lot of Law and Order. Way too much TV.
My goodness.
Speaking of entertainment.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I know, right? What a segue that was.
Right?
Good. Yes.
My radio days.
Please introduce your guest to us.
So this is the wonderful Teresa, and I do mean wonderful. She is our life enrichment director. She is amazing. She has taken this activities calendar, which is in front of you. We have activities all week long, 7 days a week, and she is beloved, and I love her.
Well, welcome, Teresa.
She's my buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Your job sounds incredibly fun. I thought I had a fun job. I think this you may have...
She's the director of fun.
Beat me, yes.
I tell people I'm the Julie McCoy of the Love Boat,
yes,
if you remember.
Of course.
But
Lauren,
you know,
Tweez.
I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, obviously it's more involved than that. But that's drinks on the promenade deck at 5 o'clock and shuffleboard, you know.
Exactly. No, we do have a shuffleboard.
Are we there?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We have it all. We really do. We have it all.
All right, there's so many questions I have here.
Yes.
How is this something? Did you always know that this is something that you wanted to do? I mean, how do you get into a fun job like this?
Well, funny you should ask that, because if you had told me 5 years ago that this is what I would be doing, I didn't even know this job existed, to be honest.
Really?
I was brought in to the Heights, Avery Heights. We have a gift shop in there, the Villager.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely little gift shop. And I was actually hired about 7 years ago to run that gift shop. And I did that, like I said, about 6 years part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And then this position opened up full-time. My kids were older. I could, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to stay home or be part-time when my kids were younger. But now they're all grown, and this opportunity presented itself. And I just, you know, I'm there. I know everybody there. And I just went for it. And I'm loving it. I just love it.
What did you do prior to the gift shop? Because you said you did the gift shop for about 7 years. What were you doing prior to that?
I was always in retail, part time. You know, I was like
so
I said, I was able.
Gift shop.
I was able to stay home with my kids, which was nice.
Yeah, but so. I mean, how did you? How would you even know what the intricacies of this position are coming from running the gift shop and prior to that retail? And I could see that maneuver because they're very similar. But you're going from, you know, selling at the gift store to now running.
I'm selling activities. Entertainment, socialization, a community feeling. It's all with the same people that I already have relationships with.
Where do you get your ideas from?
A lot of things were already in place prior to me coming on board in this position, but we have brought several new things in since. But, you know, Siobhan has brought a lot of things to the table for us, a lot of new ideas that we do. And we have, you know, bingo is the favorite, the staple. You got to have bingo.
Never fails. Good old bingo.
You know, I tried to, when I first came into the position, my number one goal was, aside from streamlining everything to get in a routine, which is very important for people of this age to plan around doctor's appointments and the gym and the salon and everything else. So I wanted to streamline and have a set schedule, which we have for the most part. But also it was very important to me after 2 to 3 years of almost complete isolation of these residents to really get them out and get them back in the community and get them back to enjoying life and going to see a piano show or going to do a craft or, you know, we play word games and we have outings to restaurants. And it was just very important for me to get everybody back out.
Because I got to be honest with you, I was not even familiar with what the term life enrichment even meant. So I like how you used a cruise director as an analogy, but really, that's kind of what you are, right? I mean, you come up with the activities, but are you're showing them also how to perform these activities? I mean, anybody could put something down on a calendar and go, it's bingo, self-explanatory. Right. But somebody, you could actually come up with some activities that are out of the box, that are intriguing, where a person would go, whoa, well, what's that? Well, obviously, you would have to know what that is because you have to explain that.
Right.
So you're pretty hands-on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For the most part, yes.
Definitely.
I don't play the piano or sing because nobody wants that. But I get them down there for the performances, and that's challenging as well.
And how to play card games and stuff like that, which I really like. Because you got to remember, a lot of these people worked. And so they had full-time jobs. So they weren't like back in Bewitched, like we've talked about, sitting there playing bridge, right? But it's nice. She has that on the calendar. So, you know, if they're looking, oh, bridge, I don't know how to play that. And she'll have them tutorials on stuff like that.
I mean, you talk about bingo and you talk about card games. But, I mean, at a senior living community, remember, I mean, maybe it's a little bit easier on a cruise ship. But in you can't quite do all those activities at a senior living community, right? So how do you see the role of activities then as it pertains to senior living?
How do I see the role of, well, like I said, it's important to me that they come out and that they socialize. Mm-hmm. And it's important to me, one of the challenges was finding that balance for residents that may be a little bit more independent and can participate and do things, as opposed to some of the residents that may need a little extra assistance to even get to an event. So I don't want to be patronizing to any of the more self-sufficient people, but I don't want to not, I want the other people to feel included and welcome and want to go to something and not feel like I can't do this.
I've got so many questions. Oh, okay. Geez. I'm sorry. You knew coming here, you're stepping out of the frying pan and into the fire. Here.
I wrote down a lot of things because I could talk about my job forever because I love it, but you're going to ask me questions and I'm probably going to be like,
No. All right. I'll be easy on you this time. No. All right. How do you come up with these ideas? Anybody can come up with bingo. Okay. I don't want to hear about that.
Well, like I said, a lot of things were in place already. I'll give you an example of something. Facebook. Facebook is a godsend. I follow all the senior living pages and all the things that are out there on Facebook. And actually, my son is a student at University of St. Joseph's in West Hartford. And they had a post about Tales of Joy, the dogs, the pet therapy dogs that came to the school for the students before their exams. And I reached out to my son. I'm like, I need to know who's in charge of this. Give me a contact name. And he did, which he never answers my text. So that was kind of nice that he answered me.
Because it wasn't about him.
Yeah. Well, and I reached out. He got me the info. I reached out and they came and brought Obi to visit our residence, a pet therapy golden doodle, I want to say. Mm. And oh my gosh, adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable. I had a bell choir come in a few weeks ago. I used to ring bells, hand bells at my church. So I had a little in way there where I knew it existed. And I brought the handbell choir in on a Sunday afternoon and it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Absolutely phenomenal.
And the storytelling. The series.
And the senior seminar series with the storyteller. That was a lot of fun, too, getting people to converse about their childhood and
tell their
story.
How
do you get an introvert more involved in activity? How are you able to pull that out of them? Or do you not and let them come to it? when they're ready.
Well, it's funny because a lot of things at the Heights are word of mouth. You know, they're dining together. They'll talk about something they did today and how, you know, oh, that was really good. We'll have to go next time. So a lot of things are word of mouth. If I do have somebody, especially if it's a newer resident, I've knocked on doors and said, come on, we're going to go do this. I've done that. I will continue to do that.
And when you're met with some resistance, how are you persuasive? Are you persistent?
It depends on
bribery
the,
always helps. You know?
It depends on the resistance. If it's a medical reason, if they're not feeling well, I don't want to pry too much. I don't want to be too intrusive. But if it's just shyness, you know, if I can't get them to come, I'll be like, all right, well, we're doing this next week. I'm coming back for you.
Yeah.
Just to give them a heads up that this isn't over.
We'll give you a pass this time.
Yeah. But just know this happens and you're going to love it. Trust me.
And she finds out what they like as well. So she knows that she's not just going to show up, you know, with painting for someone who may like writing or acting. You know, she finds out, or planting. She finds out what do they like. So when she's being encouraging, it's because they like that. And like she said, if they're just shy, she doesn't want them sitting in their room just because they don't want to kind of venture out.
It's so interesting you bring up painting, because I was thinking of that a moment ago. You had mentioned some activities that may not require anything hands-on, listening to stories or playing with a dog, a therapy dog. But there are activities where it's engaging, where you've got to be proactive and you've got a duty or a task at hand, such as painting. Do you bring artists in and a la Bob Ross, where you're just watching somebody?
We do have somebody that comes in twice a month on Friday mornings and does it's oil painting, and he brings all the supplies and they can go down to the hobby room and, you know, they work on it each session. So they don't finish it in one session, and then he'll frame them for them, and it's just.
And then we have the paint and sip, the watercolor lady that comes in as well.
Yes, we do that as well.
Are there favorites other than bingo?
There's a lot of favorites.
We have a lot of favorite entertainers for sure.
Really?
That come in that you know, that people don't miss.
Like what?
You want me to name names?
Well, no, not, I mean, like are they?
It's not the mafia.
No. I mean, I don't need to name names.
Witness protection.
Jugglers, comedians, magicians.
No, singer. I have a lovely cabaret woman that comes in with her boas and her maracas, and she gets everyone involved, and it's just.
She's good.
I will survive.
You know what? The best part is just sitting there watching the residents interact with her and watching residents that you don't maybe not see much communication with or much. You know, reflection, they're like so into it.
And dancing, too.
I love to watch them have a good time. Yeah. I love it.
She did an Elvis thing last
week. She did Elvis last week. It was fantastic. Yep. I'm a huge Elvis fan, so it was fantastic. I was singing right along with her.
And we have great relationships, too, like with Trinity College and folks like that that come in.
And Playhouse on Park, the theater. Yep. We do. We host there.
Really?
When
Look
they
at
have.
That.
Yeah.
They stay
we're
at Avery
fancy.
Heights. Some of the actors stay at Avery Heights.
We have they stay at Avery Heights, and then we have, you know, we have tickets that we can, the residents can go. See a show.
Is there like a suggestion box? Can like if residents have ideas themselves and say, you know what? Look into this. Can
I
they
hear
do
it
that?
Every day?
Oh, see,
all the time.
That.
We do have a program committee that meets once a month. That's really where you're
not
kind
always
of...
with that approach, though.
No, they're good. They're good. I love it. I'm like, bring me it. Bring me everything. You know, I'll bring it. But yeah, we have a program committee. We meet once a month and go over like this was a hit, this wasn't a hit. This is what we'd like to do. See if we can go here. And
what makes something a success, and what makes something where you have a feeling, I don't know if this would go over so well.
Yeah, if there's people in the seats. I always say when I have a full house, I look good. I have a lot of people that come to something, and again, it's how you promote it too. You know, we have. The calendar, and then the weekly, which is a little bit more involved, and I put my signs up every day, and we have a new, I call it hoteling, but it's like Touchtown, and it's on your TV, your cable channel. Every day I put stuff in there, and they can just go right on the channel in their apartment and see what's going on.
Inspirational quotes as well, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
She's amazing, right?
Wow.
And then I just round them up in the lobby, too, if they're all sitting around. Come on, we're going to do chair yoga. Follow me. Off we go.
Folks, I'm so engaged in this, I lost track of my time over here. Folks, you are listening to Your Next Chapter, a production of The Heights at Avery Heights, along with Savan Seffarelli. She is the Heights Senior Living Specialist. I'm Gary Byron. Our guest is Teresa Guerin. She's Life Enrichment Director. Are there favorites that you have
Oh, my goodness. there's some that I don't like as much as others.
Okay. All right.
I like the Wii bowling. That's fine.
Well, that's a Mark thing. That's not me. That's Mark. He does the Wii bowling.
Like, what are some of the most successful ones or maybe some ones that you gravitate more towards?
I'll tell you something that we have that I think is kind of unique, but maybe not. We do something once a week, and the residents want me to do it more than once a week. I just don't have the time, but it's called Word Games.
Okay.
And it's so simple. I have a big whiteboard, and I put a word or a phrase on the board, has to have all the vowels in it. That's the only requirement, has to have all the vowels. And then they have to make words from all the letters on the board, and they love this. And I'm looking up words, like, how do you spell that? What does that mean? So we're always learning. Everybody's learning new words during this time.
It's good brain exercise.
It's a great brain exercise, and we do easily over 200 words in an hour I have written on this board.
So I'm looking at this calendar for this month, actually, June 2023. This, folks, this isn't like an activity a day. I mean, this is a pretty filled schedule here.
We have a lot going on. I'll have people say, well, I wanted to do this, but you had this scheduled at that time. And I say, life's about choices. You have to just pick what you want. If you miss out this week, maybe next month you'll have something similar to that. But
and there's shopping trips as well, which is nice.
Do shopping
so you
trips.
Take the show on the road.
Yeah, yes. We go to restaurants on Tuesdays. We'll
outings
do
like the cemetery, like the Katharine Hepburn Cemetery.
Oh, in Hartford.
That was a while ago.
Yes, that was in Newington, I want to say.
It's on the Newington border, yes.
We just
I know exactly
went to
Jordan Lane?
Iwo Jima.
Oh, Iwo Jima, I was going to say.
Am I saying that right?
Iwo Jima.
Yeah,
we went to that memorial, which was, have you ever been there?
It's my town.
It's very small, but it was very moving. Yeah. That was incredible. We did that after our ceremony for Memorial Day. That was tied it all in. It was nice.
It's nice because stuff is on the weekends too. So a lot of those trips are like to the symphony, and that stuff is on the weekends.
Yep.
So the weekends we don't go dark and have a couple activities. Right. She has
and
a full calendar and
church,
exercise and different things. A lot of the activities are run by the residents as well, which is nice.
What are some of your biggest challenges as a life enrichment director?
Like I mentioned earlier, it's finding that balance, getting everybody involved in something, whether they're fully capable of going to an outing or whether they need an aid, that they can schedule that aid and still feel comfortable going on an outing. I just want everybody to have something to look forward to and be involved in. And I probably go from one extreme to the other with the residents. So that's my I don't want to be patronizing, but I want everybody to feel excited and welcomed.
Are you finding different people at different activities, or is it the same cast of characters at every activity?
We have our core that go do everything, which I love. I mean, that's what we're here for. And then, we have certain ones that are a little bit more choosy, but...
And it's neat, though, because they might do that one thing all week, and that's their thing.
All right, so a new resident comes in, okay, and they're bright-eyed, and they're, like, overwhelmed, and they keep hearing about this food. They hear they've already tasted it when they took their tour.
Yep.
They don't know anybody. I mean, this is a great way to actually get to know people, but in order for that to happen, they've got to take the initiative to come. Okay. How do you break the ice? And I know you say, you'll knock on the door and you'll give them a pass. I know you said that a little while ago, but how do you get somebody to do something that you know they would enjoy, but there's still some trepidation, I guess?
Well, Roseanne, our social worker who you've interviewed before on here, she does the initial, she'll go to their room, she'll present them with the activities and kind of go over the lay of the land and whatnot. And I usually run into them in the hallway or in the lobby or if I see them on their way to dinner. So I make sure I see them so that I can introduce myself and say, we're going to have fun. So I'm here for you. If you have ideas and things, just let me know. But here's the schedule. Here's how you can find out what's going on. And
give me a dream activity you haven't done and you're just like, oh, if I had it my way. This is number one.
Casino?
What's a dream?
That's hard. Casino? No, I don't know.
Really? What's wrong? A bus trip to the casino?
I'll tell you one thing we did do in the past that I absolutely loved, and it was right when I started in this position, and I didn't know what to expect because, again, I was new to the position. It was right after COVID. We had our Kentucky Derby day. And before that, I did. I got the hats and the flowers, and I had a volunteer come in, and we decorated. We had them. We had them. My husband was the bartender. I'll get to that. But we decorated the hats, and I had like 16 ladies show up for that, which I had tears in my eyes. I was so happy because I didn't know what to expect. So we decorated the hats. They loved it. And I think that was a Wednesday. And then Saturday was the race. And I have a very supportive family. My husband and two of my three children came in and assisted. We had all kinds of games, and we did your horse name, and mm-hmm. so we had name tags with our horse names. The ladies all wore their hats. My husband was the bartender and made mint juleps, and I had a bouquet of roses for the winner that picked the winning horse. And it was just, it was a late Saturday awesome. Afternoon, and it was just lovely. That was my favorite
nice.
So far. My favorite.
Well, all right, so I'm running out of time. What do we have look forward to in the future, as far as, you know, coming events, maybe the rest of this year and beyond? I mean, mm-hmm. I would imagine there are seasonal events, too.
Correct.
But you talk about
Correct.
The Kentucky Derby and yep. so on and so forth. There's summer activities, yep. fall activities, holiday season activities. And
we're hoping to get out to the Lavender Farm. I think, I'm not quite, Killingworth or Killingly, I'm not sure, but they have a lovely little lavender train that you can ride and go through the lavender fields. So that was something that the program committee wanted to do. So that's going to be new, and we'll see how that goes. And then always the holidays, always Christmas time. I love, you know, this past Christmas, we finally had our friends and family event that we hadn't had for 3 years. And we had Victorian carolers. We had my husband dressed as Santa. I hope the kids aren't listening. and it was just, it was lovely.
It was nice.
Lovely.
Well, let me tell you, it's fantastic meeting you. I'm jealous, actually.
I'm sorry.
Maybe let's swap jobs for a day.
I love my job.
I know you do.
I'm blessed. I feel honored to be where I am, and these are special people, and I'm grateful.
I want to thank our guest. She's the Life Enrichment Director over at the Heights, Teresa Guerin. Folks, you have been listening to the latest edition of Your Next Chapter, Senior Living with Savan Cefarelli, the Heights Senior Living Specialist. Avery Heights is a beautiful senior living community nestled within 43 acres of nature, right smack dab in the heart of the junction between West Hartford, Newington, and Hartford. Now, those who live there have access to a full continuum of care, including independent and assisted living to memory care and even more. Please visit averyheights.org or call 860-953-1201. Again, that's 860-953-1201 to learn more about their own special brand of community unlike any other in Connecticut. For Savan Cefarelli, I'm Gary Byron. Thanks so much for listening. Until next weekend, have a good one, everybody. So long.